koalas spend most of their lives in eucalyptus trees, whose leaves are their favorite food. Since the leaves are low on calories and nutritional content, koalas are not very active. They sleep up to 20 hours a day. Curled up in high branches, they are not easy to spot from the ground, and they have few natural predators. The greatest threat to this iconic symbol of Australia is logging.
Every single tree in Australia right now needs to be protected. And unless that happens, I can promise you the koala's going to go to extinction.
Scientists studying koalas say one of the keys for saving the animals is to know where they live and how many of them are left. Using drones fitted with infrared cameras to conduct a census was an untested concept. Queensland Institute of Technology technician Gavin Broadbent says they were skeptical at first.
But when we saw the images come through, we saw the koalas are very distinct in the, compared to the trees and the environment. We thought, yes, this is absolutely a proof of concept that could work.
The images beamed back to a computer clearly show the animal's position, even from a distance far enough away not to disturb its sleep.
We have tested at 20 meters and 80 meters. At 20 meters we got really good resolution.
The remotely controlled camera pivots and swivels so scientists can scan the trees from all angles, picking out koalas even in the most dense areas. Amber Gillett is a veterinarian from Australia Zoo.
So this will drastically reduce the manpower, will greatly increase the area that can be covered to survey koalas, in areas where people may not be able to walk through because of dense undergrowth.
Scientists say it is now clear that drones with infrared cameras can be used for spotting and perhaps saving other animals in the wild. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.